Hi, this is Wade with Let the Bird Fly, a podcast about living freely in a world given back to us, doing an on-the-spur, winging-it session with two special guests that I have here in my office with me. We're going to be talking briefly about what they know about their father and what he does here. I'll let them introduce themselves first. The first one has a little bit more experience with the podcast. You may have heard her voice before. Why don't you go ahead and say your name and a little bit about yourself?
My name's Noelle. I'm in sixth grade, and I like to play volleyball.
And you also like bacon, if I recall.
Yes, I do.
And we have with her a guest that may be familiar to Noelle, but maybe not so much to you. You may have heard about her, but this is the first time we have her with us in the office. Why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, hon?
My name is Sophia Berg, and I also like bacon.
Excellent. What grade are you in, Sophia?
Third grade.
All right. And do you open your dad's office door for strangers?
Yes.
Yes. Dr. Berg is teaching right now in his office is next door. And so I've been testing Noelle and Sophia as they are in the office next to mine, seeing if they'll open the door for me as I knock on the door and passing notes under saying I'm a stranger and things of this nature. First question, Noelle or Sophia, whoever knows, what floor of the building is your dad's office on?
The third floor.
Third floor. Very good. What is his office number?
Oh.
Sophia has left the office.
I have no idea.
318.
318 is correct. That is very good. What does your dad do here at the college?
He teaches theology.
He teaches theology.
That is very correct as well. He does indeed teach theology. Can you name one of the courses he teaches?
What does like a course mean?
What it's about or what the number for it is or what the title is?
Pentecost?
That was what the topic that they were talking about in the first class he had this morning.
Did you go to that class?
Yes.
Was it interesting?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was.
Did it make you want to go to college or to stay in grade school?
The lunch wanted me, made me want to go to college.
You ate lunch here already?
Yeah.
Me too. I really like the lunch.
Okay, we've got a couple things to explore here now. So first off, you went to the class. You talked about Pentecost. Do you want to guess what that class was?
I know it was the freshman class. That's about it.
Oh, it was a freshman class. Oh, so they were talking about the Bible passages about Pentecost.
Yeah.
So the Acts of the Apostles. So that would have been intro to Scripture, I believe. Does that sound right?
Yes, actually it does.
Now, to see if you're ready for college, what happened on Pentecost?
It was after Jesus.
50 days after the ascension.
After Jesus' ascension, at the ascension, he told his disciples that he would come back soon, and at Pentecost, there were flames above their head and a bunch of winds just inside the house.
You forgot one thing. They could speak in a bunch of different languages.
And they speak in different languages.
Very good. Did the fire department come?
No, I'm not really sure what kind of fire department they had.
I don't think so.
But no one caught on fire. It was just tongues of fire?
Yeah, just...
Very good. You listened as well as probably some of the students in class.
Mm-hmm.
I like to sometimes ask your dad about his hand gestures when he teaches. Did he have any really good hand gestures while he was teaching?
He just kind of goes like this a lot.
So you're waving your hands above your shoulder like you're opening someone's mind, or like you're having a dinner and it smells good and you're bringing it towards your face. Sophia, would you agree with that, or was there another hand gesture that came to mind?
I agree with that.
You agree with that. Excellent. So we had Pentecost, but then we also mentioned the cafeteria food, and so I'm somewhat interested. Let's go with Sophia first. You go into our cafeteria here at the college, and you have a fair amount of choices. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
There's salad, pizza, sandwiches, whatever the theme of the day is. What was the first thing you got? Did you walk around and see everything, or did you just grab the first thing you saw that you liked?
We walked around a bit, and then we kind of decided.
Before you made a choice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you both want to do that, or you guys did that as a group?
We both did walked around, and we kind of, she did one thing and I did the other.
Well, when you walked around the first time around, what was the thing you got most excited about?
The breadsticks.
The breadsticks and Noelle?
The ice cream or the fire and ice area.
I have to admit, I almost have never got anything from Fire and Ice because I'm never quite sure what happens back there. Did you get something from there?
No. We ended up waiting in a longer line at the Warrior Grill.
What did you get at the Warrior Grill?
I had grilled cheese and fries.
Nice. That's one of my kids' favorites.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have bacon today?
No, I don't think so.
And what did you get, Sophia?
I got pizza and breadstick, yogurt, and cottage cheese.
Nice. Did you put the cottage cheese on the pizza?
No.
Would you try that?
If it didn't sound so gross, I would.
Well, excellent. So then you went and you ate in the cafeteria. Did you guys go sit with students or you got a table all to yourselves?
We got a table all by ourselves with our dad, of course.
Your dad sat with you? You mm-hmm. didn't go sit with other faculty members?
No.
Did anybody ask you if you were freshmen?
Actually, one professor, he said he taught some sort of art, and he took a glance, and he's like, those aren't college students, so he actually turned around and saw us.
Well, that's very exciting. Now, why didn't you go to this next class that your dad's teaching?
I wanted to, Sophia didn't want to, so he's just like, stay here, and you can hang out.
Why didn't you want to go, Sophia? Is it because it was the same class you were to earlier already?
Well, yeah, because I've already went through the class.
Were the students nice to you when you went to class?
Yes.
Yes.
Were they excited to see you in there?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, very.
Where did you guys sit? Did you sit with the students or like in the corner? Or?
I wanted to sit with the students because he said like sit in the back of the classroom, but we kind of sat on that side wall.
On the side wall? That's where my kids have sat when they come sometimes too. I put a table mm-hmm. over there and they will sit there. Are you afraid you're missing out on any of his hand gestures right now?
Yes.
Or do you think he repeats them in each class?
I think he repeats them because they're teaching the same thing right now, but maybe not for the next
class.
Does
he practice them at home ever, like pace and do hand gestures?
Well, when he's practicing his sermons or whatever he's practicing, he kind of goes like this or something.
So that's like grasping something out of the air and then kind of like a yes motion down.
Yeah,
like,
sometimes when he's preaching.
At school, we pen pal to the WLC soccer team, and I met my pen pal.
Nice. That is exciting. Well, I joke about your dad's gestures, but we know your dad's a very good preacher, so I always enjoy listening to him, so I'm glad he practices. What about, what's your favorite thing in your dad's office? I know, Sophia, you were drinking booze in there earlier. Something besides the booze. I'm just joking. No booze in Dr. Bridges' office. What's your favorite thing? I saw you had some electronics. There's some nice decorations in there. What's your favorite thing?
The palm tree.
The palm tree? Mm-hmm. I'll have to look at that. I haven't noticed the palm tree. I'll have to. Is that hidden or it's out in the open?
It's on his desk.
On his desk?
Yeah.
And it's an actual palm tree or it looks like a palm
tree? It's like a baby palm tree.
A baby palm tree. You should water it so it grows to be a giant palm tree.
I don't think it would fit in his office if it grows.
Did you talk to it to help it grow?
I touched the leaves, but I don't think I talked
to
it.
Wait, that's not the one he said's poisonous, is it? He said there was one in his office on his desk that I should never touch. You didn't touch your face afterwards, did you?
Once upon a time, it was Abigail's.
Oh, I was just joking anyways. I don't think he has a...
I knew you were.
Because, you know, there's two types of plants. There's deciferous, right? Have you learned about that?
No.
And then there's carnivorous, and those are the ones that eat meat. So.
Oh, yeah, I've learned about that, yeah.
They eat bacon, even. So, I'm just joking. There's coniferous.
Yeah.
I took botany, so I pretty much know plants. Did I? So, favorite thing in the office, Noelle?
Mine are probably the stained glass... Those stained glass things that go over windows, they were in his old office. that were like the windows of those size. So
nice.
He would hang them up, but they're just on his shelf right now.
Sophia, you look like you want to say something.
Yeah. I'm going to change my favorite thing because now my favorite thing is this staff that his old friend gave him. And it's like curvy and I like to touch it and stuff.
Excellent. Well, Dad's probably going to be coming back soon and he's going to wonder why we're in here. What do you think Dad's reaction would be if he were to come back and to hear you recording with me in my office?
I don't think he'll be mad, but I don't know if he'll be happy. I'm not sure.
I don't think he'll be mad either, but I think he'll just be like, wait, how did this happen? Like,
Thea, did your dad ever show you guys the picture I drew of him on the whiteboard in the classroom?
No.
No, I'll have to show you sometime. I thought it was pretty good. I guess just last thing, a lot of our listeners are probably wondering why you guys aren't in school. Is it true that you got suspended?
No. My dad was joking, and he said that he'll tell everybody, but that is not true because he didn't tell everybody, and also because we had
there was teacher parent teacher conferences today, so we didn't have school.
Dr. Berg has just come in my office. He must have heard us. Is it true that they had parent-teacher conferences, or did they get suspended today, Mike?
The official story is parent-teacher conferences, but we all know what really happened.
That's a lie.
Well, we won't keep going much longer, but I wanted to take the opportunity to talk to them about what they think. Oh, I don't know if I remember to ask. How many semesters are there in the
two.
Year? Okay, you answered that right away. Is that what you thought it was too, Sophia?
Yep.
And then just finally, should you open your dad's office door for strangers?
Nope.
If you do, might you end up on a podcast?
Yes.
All right, well, excellent. Well, very happy to have Noelle and Sophia with us here today for this Winging It session. Hopefully we'll have them back with us soon. I think they did a great job, and we will see what Peter and Ben can do with this. So go forward with your day, and ladies, what should they do?
Let the bird fly.
Yeah, Noelle, got it. Sophia, you haven't had a chance before. You want to say it?
Let the bird fly.
All right, you listeners can decide who said it better. Have a good one.
I'm not drunk, I'm just a drinker. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. I set him up another round. One more round won't get me down. I said, honey, I don't care.